The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday. I promised you it would be here tomorrow, and today is tomorrow. Welcome aboard, Admiral Cooper. Do you remember? By the way, Harry Cooper is up first tonight if you haven't been able to check guests, and even if you have been able to check guests, they may not have been updated. So I apologize, but it's just too much. So Harry is here tonight for another picture story program. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Have you ever gone aboard a boat and been officially or formally or even been there when it's been done, when someone has been piped on board?
Sure.
Well, that's a pretty long and involved answer for my stupid question.
No, it's not a stupid question, but an interesting sidelight to that. 2000, we had a shark hunters gathering based out of Daytona Beach, and we had Erich Topp was there, was a retired two-star admiral from Germany, and an American two-star admiral retired in uniform, and a Russian two-star admiral who had been their last comm sub, and we went aboard I can't remember the name of it. It was a destroyer. And the young officer of the deck was there, and he looked very confused. And he said, "Am I supposed to pipe these people aboard?" I said, "Hell yes. You got three admirals, one captain." And I said, "Yeah, you're supposed to pipe them aboard." "Oh, okay." Yeah, it's an impressive thing, but the higher the rank, the more impressive it is. And
let me redeem myself. Have you ever been piped aboard?
Oh no! I don't have that kind of rank. In the Coast Guard Auxiliary, I had the same rank as a lieutenant. That's about as high as it got.
I see. All right. What is it? For our listeners out there who don't know what the piping sounds like, can you whistle it for us? No, you can't.
Probably not. It takes a special shaped pipe with a little bowl at the end, and then the bosun holds his hand over it and lifts up to change the pitch.
Yeah, and then
something like
that's
that.
Right.
Only done a lot better by the guys in the Navy.
Well, now they use the bowls to smoke crack in after they're done.
It's
a multi-use musical instrument.
Fortunately, when I was in the service, drugs were just not. We just didn't have a problem.
They weren't cool back then. I got it.
No, no. I was the only guy in my whole barracks that didn't drink. I didn't start drinking until years later. But, you know, these guys, they drank a bunch.
I begged you not to open that bottle. You wouldn't listen.
No, it was after I started. I started driving short track stock cars. I went all through high school, Air Force, college, never was a drinker. And then I started driving short track race cars.
It gets on your nerves, right? So you calm down?
No. We'd be standing in the pay line after the race was over, waiting, you know, to get our money that we had won. And it was only about 50 feet away from the bar, and all the drivers were standing in line to go and get paid, and the crew chiefs would be running back and forth. My crew chief would come over to me, and I'd order my drink, and then I'd tell him, well, get a drink for so-and-so over there, because I ran him into the wall, and get a drink for that guy, because I double-teamed him into the wall, and everybody's buying drinks for everybody. So, and then when I went to running the super speedways, you know, there were parties for days before, and
days on end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was part of the image. Now, if I have four or five drinks in a whole year, that's it. I just, you know, just hey, as a young executive on the way up, it was fun to get half smashed, you know, with a bunch of your coworkers. But now it's and also it's a hell of a lot more costly if you get caught.
That's true.
Were times I'd get caught when I was drunk driving in Chicago, and a cop would just say, get home, park the car. Not anymore, boy. You go away in handcuffs, and it costs you a fortune, even if you don't go to jail.
That's true. Well, okay. So my pipe doesn't have a bowl on the end of it, but you need to be piped aboard here for the first time okay. in your life. All right, let's see if I can get this right. Is that it?
That's close. That's impressive. It's the first time I've ever been piped aboard.
Here, well, I'll finish it. Does that help?
What is that, a slide whistle?
I don't know what it's called. I don't know. Here, try this one. Is that better?
It sounds like you've been in some kid's Halloween candy basket.
Good. On my right desk drawer, I found treasures.
Oh, okay.
Which one do you prefer?
Quite frankly, none of them.
What? None of them.
None of the above. Let me know when you pick up the bagpipes.
I know. Wouldn't touch those things. You got to wear a skirt.
I used to play the pipes.
I don't do that.
Years ago.
Yeah, I'll bet. Uh-huh.
Yeah, my granddad brought them back.
The SS Cutty Sark and the Jack Daniels pipes.
No. Granddad went over to visit friends back in Ireland, and he brought me back a set of pipes. And, okay, that's nice. I know how to read regular music because I used to play clarinet in high school, but music for pipes is very, very different. So one
it's like
day,
playing an octopus, isn't it?
Somewhat. But the girl I was with at the time, she came home and she says, boy, oh boy, she said, some of the girls at work are complaining this old man is playing the bagpipes in his backyard. I went over and talked to him. He was teaching me, charged me a whole whopping $2 an hour. So I got to be
I bet you did. The only thing about bagpipes is, did you have to wear a skirt when you played it?
I never did that. I just wore my regular clothes.
All right. Well, what we're going to do tonight, beside all of this important information we're giving is go on another picture tour with Admiral Cooper. And if you look under his name and guests, photos is the obvious link to click on. So let's load them up. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them here. All right, those are called thumbnails. They're little tiny pictures, so don't get your magnifying glass out. Actually, do get your magnifying glass out, because when you click on them, they enlarge, but it's fun to climb into them with a nice 5-power magnifying glass. So have fun. Get your magnifying glass. I've got mine. Harry doesn't need one.
No, well, I use a large monitor, but it'd be nice if the pictures would open. I clicked on the first one. All I got was a big white square. Let's try the second one.
You mean a white square?
Well, the picture ain't opening up.
Mine does. It's a sunrise.
Okay, well, obviously I got a defective screen.
What was that word?
Screen. S-C-R-E-E-N.
No, the one before that.
Broken.
Never mind. Hey, that's it. You were trying to say broken. Never mind. There's an F-U in there. Never mind that.
Finally opened up now. This is going to be a long show.
See?
Moving along.
No, wait
actually,
a minute.
Actually, we're highlighting here, the upcoming tour to
upcoming trip.
Argentina.
That's it. Now, hold on. Let me say my 2 cents.
It's your show.
Somebody said that once. This trip is going to be one of the most unique and important opportunities for any of you who are fortunate enough to sign up to go down to Argentina to witness history one-on-one, eyeball to reality, like nobody on the planet will ever get to do again. I'm serious. I'm not joking. You're going to see things and do things and learn things that you will never have the opportunity in all likelihood to do again. This is truly a once-in-a-lifetime chance for you to do something that you will never forget and will change the way you look at the world. Did that sum it up?
Yeah, excellent.
I really love
Argentina. I love every place I've gone to pretty much, but Argentina is really special because it's the old world that never really moved into the modern era like Europe has. And also your Yankee dollar really packs a punch down there. It's when I first went 10 years ago, it was 4 pesos to the U.S. dollar. Now it's 56 pesos to the U.S. dollar. You can get a lot of stuff.
That must make the Argentines pretty unhappy.
Yeah, they're having about
big trouble.
I think it's about 40% inflation, and it's very tough on anybody.
Right.
But they're struggling down there. Most of those South American countries, for whatever reason, they're struggling. And Venezuela, of course, is a disaster.
Well, they've been a basket case for 8 years. That's what socialism will do for you, seriously.
Sure.
I'm not joking.
Hey, everybody's going to get free everything. Yeah, free place at
That's
the
it.
Dump to pick up your garbage.
Remember that. Socialism is just another name, another word for, a synonym for communism. Don't forget it.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
And when you look at that, I didn't look at it last night, but I heard about Bobby O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke.
That little cretin. Beto, forget Beto. His name is Bobby. Don't give him that. He's a phony.
Yeah.
He's talking about taking our guns and tearing down any border walls that might be up. He wants full open border. He is a raging, raving, ravaging red
Marxist.
Communist.
Yeah, Marxist.
Total communist. Total.
Yeah, somebody flashed. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but somebody sent a quick bio on him, and he had been arrested years and years ago for something or another. I don't know what, but
I forget too.
They're all loonies. I don't watch the debate, but I've seen clips of it. And geez, it's like a monkey stick fight in a zoo. Each one wants to beat the hell out of the other ones.
And they're all losers. They're bottom of the barrel dregs. Bernie Sanders now looks honestly. Like a creature who crawled out of a dump. He just, his posture, his demeanor, everyone shows age, but it's how you handle it. He just, he leans
well, he's
over
an old
his
man.
Foot. He's a creep. They're all creeps.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care what sex they are. They're creeps.
Their politics, you know, so many of them really have hardcore socialist or communist background, some of the groups they belong to, but that's... we had a speaker at... I belong to the Donald Trump Club here, and we had a speaker who... I forgot what his name was, but he's been on television, and he laid out the curriculum vitae on some of these people, and they all had their beginnings back at UC Berkeley and places like that.
That's
all
right.
Belong to the same organizations.
That's right. That's right.
Bless their hearts. But anyhow, so much for our civics lesson here.
They're
I don't want to turn off half of your audience.
No, this audience is right with us. They don't know. They don't know anything but what you're talking about to be reality. That's who these people are. They're the smartest audience in talk radio.
Well, they're listening to my show, aren't they? Makes them smart.
That's right. Well, I'm talking about people who don't even live in this country, around the world, who listen. They really, and all of you out there who are in other countries, we all speak the same basic political, analytical language. We know what's going on. Doesn't matter what country you're in.
Yeah.
All right.
Just let the government stay the hell out of my life.
Yes. All right. Now, this trip coming up to Argentina is just, I'm heartbroken I can't go. I just can't go. There are reasons. I just can't do it. But Harry's going to take videos. He's going to do a lot. And there are still three or four openings left. And it's not much. And I know there are a lot of you listening who are retired or able to take time off. You really need to consider this. I'm not kidding. It's wait till we go through the pictures tonight. You'll get a better idea. When is the departure date?
It starts on 2nd of November in Buenos Aires.
All right, we got 7 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've got to close it up fairly soon because next week, Thursday, I'm leaving for Germany.
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, but I can still carry on conversations with email because I'll have my laptop with me and my emails will still be working and we still have the staff here at the office. But I'd rather have all the ducks in a row before I leave. Otherwise,
all right. Well, we'll get back to this and how to do it as we carry along. I've been talking to Martine, who's a longtime friend of Harry's, who lives in Argentina.
Yep, excellent guide.
Oh yeah, he's a television professional down there, like I was for a long time, and
right.
We kind of speak the same language. He's just an extraordinarily honorable, intelligent man, and he's steeped in all of this World War II, post World War II. German history in Argentina. He knows it. So this is great. All right, let's look at our first picture. It's right there on the upper left. Is that a sunrise or a sunset? I can't tell anymore.
Well, no, you have to know which way you're looking. I happen to know. I'm looking east, so that's a sunrise. As a matter of fact, this photo was shot by Martin. This is shot at... No, I'll take it back. This is a sunset because we're looking toward the Rio de la Plata. And this is when we were having dinner at the German Club at the top of one of the tallest buildings in Buenos Aires. But this, this just tells you how they call it the Paris of the South. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it is. So this is an old restaurant from the 30s and 40s, or is it a newer German Club restaurant that you were in?
It's I don't know when the building was built, but it's not from the 30s or 40s. It's a new modern building, probably built back in the 40s, 50s, something like that.
So Evita might have eaten there.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. See how honest he is? He could say they used to eat there all the time, and we wouldn't know.
I know. I have to look at the guy in the mirror when I shave. I can't do something that's going to make me turn my face away in shame.
That's right. Let's see. All right. And he has a wonderful new bed for his dog he was going to tell you about. But that's another story.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, that's a
we almost got arrested.
Puppy.
Harry and I almost went to prison. All I did was send him a damn dog bed. And,
not my fault. You were the guy that sent it. You're the criminal.
All right. See what friends are.
I got a letter from
see?
The post office, criminal investigation division, saying that they're holding up a shipment from me, or for me, from
to you.
This guy Rents, and they think it might be criminal stuff. So I called them up. What the hell are you people doing? It's a dog bed, for God's sake. Open it up and look. So they opened it up. Oh, yeah, it's a dog bed. And sent it here. Yeah, we've got a new puppy. Boys, she's about 50 pounds. She's a Siberian Husky, and she plays rough, man. I got rips and tears all over both arms. We play hard. She's a very intelligent dog.
You and women always have that problem.
Yeah, what can I say?
Never mind. All right, picture number two before we get into real trouble here.
Picture number two. A lot of
that's
history
interesting.
In this.
Is that Janis Joplin singing?
No,
kidding.
Close.
I'm just kidding.
Now, this is looking out at the skyline of Buenos Aires. That building was built by Antipavlik. Now, Antipavlik, for those who are not familiar with him, was the fascist leader in Croatia. And even after Germany surrendered, he didn't want to surrender until it became pretty obvious he had to, because he had no army left. He was just one of the thousands who slipped out of Europe, came to Buenos Aires, got a job as a bricklayer, and then was introduced by friends to Juan and Evita Perón. And suddenly he became a general contractor. He built a lot of the skyscrapers downtown, including that one you're looking at. And to be thanks to Evita, he put her picture, her whatever that thing is. It's made with iron pipes, that picture of Evita.
Now, really?
20 or 30 years.
We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thank you. Our sponsors, thank you all. And for all of you listening, we have the best products in the world. I'm not joking. So if you're...
Hey, you sent me some. I'm using them. They're pretty good. Antipavlik built quite a few of these skyscrapers, and he got shot by after the war was over by a Czechoslovakian secret police guy, and he died 2 years later in the hospital. But anyway, I put this in here so you can see there's history all over downtown, all over Argentina. Fascinating country, nice people. 80% of the Argentinians are of Western European culture. You know, they're from Germany, from Italy, England, etc. And they've settled.
They're not
in Argentina.
Indigenous native peoples. In other words, it's
exactly.
Very European there.
Yep, very.
That building is loaded with antennae.
Yep.
Antennae.
Well, they put the antennas for the radio, TV, etc. up on high buildings.
They're all there. 5G will be there, too. That building should be a different color is the only thing I can suggest. It's got a chance to have multiple colors, two or three different baseline color themes, some accent colors. It would make it dance. Just like Evita used to dance.
Yeah, Evita did
honestly,
other things, too.
I haven't been drinking. I'm in a good mood. I always get happy when Harry's on. Happy Harry. Okay. All right. Picture number three. After Janis Joplin.
Right, after
Janis
Joplin.
There he is. Look at that kid.
Yep.
Look at that kid. Uh-huh.
Bless my heart. With my bunker boots. I've been all over the world. They're like 12, 14 years old and are still in great shape. I won't tell you the brand, though, because I offered to help out the company that made them. The president didn't even have the decency to write a letter back and say, go to hell or anything. This is
really?
In the... You would think he would jump at it, but what can I say? This is in the El Tigre section, which is high buck. A lot of mansions and things are built... by Germans before World War II and after World War II. This, I think, if I remember correctly, is the out parcel of a casino, and this is along the river there. And when we go there, we're going to take a river cruise up that river and see all sorts of fascinating places like this. Beautiful stuff.
What river would that be? Do we know?
Well, it would be a branch of the Rio de la Plata,
mm-hmm.
the Silver River.
Now, that edifice behind you, that rather ornate Neo-Grecian building.
Right.
That was a big word I used, Neo-Grecian. don't know what it means, but no, it's a place to walk out there and look at the river. Either that, or it's a freeway overpass that they never finished.
Well, I don't think that's the one, but no, that, like I say, that's part of a casino. And off to the left, out of frame, is
the
casino
building.
Oh,
so I get it. So if you lose everything in the casino, you walk out there and you can leap in the river and end it all. I get it.
I don't know how deep the river is, but it sure is muddy and got quite a current in that river.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's an unusual structure to build next to a river. Look at it. It's all lit up. Lights everywhere. Did you ever go up there?
No. I was being given the 5-day tour in 1 day. A friend of mine who took that photo, Eduardo Gerding, I'm sorry. He's a retired doctor and mm-hmm. retired lieutenant commander from the Argentine Navy.
We don't have a picture of the casino. It's off to the left there. I assume it's a rather large building.
It is. It is. And it's the same architecture.
Did you go into the casino at all?
No. We were footing it down the road there fairly quickly to get to the place where you get on the boat for the tour.
You need to see that you go into that casino this time. You've got to get some pictures of that. That's pretty neat.
If I go in there, you can count on me not gambling on nothing, because no matter what it is, I lose.
I worked in Las Vegas for 3 years as the news director and anchorman at the NBC TV station now, KTNV,
wow.
or ABC. It was ABC and they switched or something, I don't remember. But the point is, what was the point?
I don't know. I was going to ask if you had a point.
Nah, I forgot it. Sorry. Pointless.
Pointless.
There was something else involved with it. Don't remember. Don't cut your hair. That's a nice look on you. You look very dapper.
I know.
And,
it's a hell of a time to tell me that, because my hair was that long this morning, but I just got a haircut because I'm leaving for Germany next week.
Shops.
I look like I just got out of boot camp.
They buzzed the sides, did they?
Everything. The top, everything.
Harry, what are you doing?
Well, this way I don't have to get a haircut for another 3 months.
It's your natural look. It's who you are.
I know.
Leave
I'm
going
to look like a real dork tomorrow. I'm making a presentation to the Explorers Club, of which I'm a very proud member. And
wear a hat.
I'm going in Orlando.
I say wear a hat.
Oh, wear a hat. Okay. Yeah.
Wear it at, Harry. No, wear a hat.
Yeah. Maybe I can buy a wig.
No, that won't work.
No. Oh, well.
You should. I told you, you got to listen to me more, and things will be easier for you.
You told me
stay
don't
out
get
of
my haircut.
Shops.
8 hours after
I told you
I got
that several
haircut.
Times. I didn't know. I'm not psychic. I've told you this
nobody
before.
Nobody ever called me dumb and didn't mean it.
That's cute. What are those two bottles of, I hope those aren't Diet Cokes or something like that.
What bottles?
In the picture. By the river. Where you used to have hair.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Those are regular old Cokes that Eduardo and I were carrying.
Got it. And what's that in your right hand?
That's my camera.
A camera?
Yeah.
All you had to do is turn it slightly to your right and snap a picture of the casino and we'd know.
I'll try to remember that.
All right. Number 3, excellent picture. Number 4.
Thank you. This It's now right here, outside our hotel, right around the corner, actually. This is on Florida Street, or as they say it down there, Calle Florida. There are street performers there. Here, there's the tango, the demonstrators. They're street performers doing a tango. And they dragged me out there, and they do the tango performances day and night. They've got people there that'll sketch your picture for you, people selling all sorts of artworks. There was up on the corner, there was a guy playing a saxophone and a bunch of girls all around there at the outdoor bar. It's just a really upscale, and all the high buck stores are along there, although the prices are much lower in Argentina. It's just a fun place.
Well, it looks like it. You're dressed up like an American businessman. Where'd you get that hat?
They have the hat there.
You
got to have a hat if you're going to do. As a matter of fact, one of our members got to referring to me as the hat. He doesn't call me Harry anymore. He calls me Hat.
Hey, I want you to get dressed up in the black with the white sash scarf.
Yeah, those guys look pretty. They looked a lot like the guys I used to work with when I was back in Chicago.
Gangsters.
I didn't say that.
No, you don't have to. Very nice. All right. Well, that's fun.
See, you can see how neat and clean it is and how upscale, and everybody's just having a good time. This is a very, very safe area. And the street corner there by our hotel is kind of like Buenos Aires' version of State and Madison or Hollywood and Vine.
It looks almost like down the street, that tall white building down there. It looks like the one with Evita on it. It's got balconies all the way up it. It looks similar. Never mind.
I see the one you're talking about. I don't believe it is, though.
All right. Well, that street used to have vehicle traffic on it, but it's all closed off. It's a mall now, an open mall, so to speak.
That's correct.
Pedestrians.
And it runs from our hotel, it runs four blocks in one direction, and it ends at the Plaza de San Marcos, Bolivar. And it runs eight blocks in the other direction.
Now, all of you who are on the tour will get to see this and participate.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun.
You bet.
All right, number five. All right, this guy's leaning on his sword. If he didn't have that sword, he would have fallen over a long time ago. He's on guard, right?
Yeah, he's a ceremonial guard. This is the memorial to the war on the Islas Malvinas or the Falkland Islands. And whether you win
or
lose...
That's their honorary wall of all the dead.
That's correct. The men who died in that war, skirmish, whatever you want to call it, they're all memorialized on that wall. And no matter whether it's whether you're right, wrong, good, bad, or otherwise, there's still somebody's son that didn't come home. And as you know, my son didn't come home one time. But these are people who they went to war as they were ordered to, and they were killed in action, and so we go by there. We don't, you know, we don't take part in any ceremonies, but we just go by there and look and take pictures.
No, I understand.
It's right in the big plaza, and a huge, huge, huge statue of Simón Bolívar is there, and right at the edge of the plaza is the Plaza Hotel, which is where Martin Bormann lived for 2 years after the war, and
He died in Berlin. Everybody knows that. Come on with that stuff, will you?
Along with Adolf Hitler, and wasn't that where John F. Kennedy was shot, too? No, that's a different place.
That's right.
That's a joke for anybody listening.
I like the idea of the memorial, but I think they could have done an awful lot better. I see a beautiful white alabaster wall with these black plaques on it. I don't, that red thing just doesn't.
Maybe that's a native style. I really don't know.
You look at what they did there, in front of that casino. Come on, and look at this wall anyway.
Yeah, but the casino was built decades way before the Malvinas War.
I know.
And if you look up there at the upper left-hand corner, that's the outline of the two islands that they were fighting over, Islas Malvinas.
Mm-hmm. They don't say Falklands down there, so don't say Falklands if you go on the trip.
That's right. They say Islas Malvinas.
Look at them. That's interesting. The one on the right looks like a wild boar, and the one on the left looks like a feral dog upside down with its head to the bottom. Do you see that?
Yep. Yep. I thought so, too.
I'll bet you did. I'm only hallucinating here.
The ugly one on the right reminded me of my sister, but that's another story.
No family jokes. the interesting thing about those islands, look at them. Look at how jagged they are, how many inlets there are. Do you remember, if you remember anything about that war, the British used to try to hide their ships in there and unload.
Of course I remember.
Not you. Our younger millennials
folks.
And so forth.
Yeah. I was living on my boat in the Bahamas when that was going on.
Interesting. All right. Number six.
Number six.
Another tango. This is a dinner club, though.
That's right. We're going to spend one evening there. This is the oldest tango dinner club in Buenos Aires, I think probably in all of Argentina. This is Tortoni's. And it was founded 58 or 68. Anyhow, it was before I was born. 1858 or 1868. And it's been in operation ever since. And
150 years.
Yeah. We have the dinner there. We watch the performance and the singing. And usually, because we're from the United States, which is not a whole lot of Norte Americanos go down there. They usually, after it's over, the singer, whoever the featured singer is, comes over by us. Maybe she's just coming over to see me. Who knows?
See, you go down there with Harry and never mind.
We always have,
all have
fun
a good
down
time.
There.
Yeah, it's all fun. And I've talked to people who've been on the trips, and they say they are truly unforgettable. Just nothing but fun. And they describe you as indefatigable and having lots of energy, too. They say you're amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you, whoever said that. I do my best to make sure everybody goes home with a smile on their face. I bust my ass on these tours. The one to Germany and Austria next week starts.
That's exactly
one to Argentina. I work hard. I bust my ass through the whole thing, and I finally can relax and smile when the last guy gets on the airplane to go home and they're happy. Then I know I've done my job.
It's true. That's what I've heard, exactly.
And when I'm in Argentina, I spend the next 3 or 4 days out on the little mini ranch that's owned by Lawrence DeMello. She's a very dear friend of mine, and she's a fantastic researcher. And I get the pool house, which is a great big place with a fireplace and a big screen TV, and I get the loft, and I get the whole building, and I have a loft bedroom. She's just a super nice lady, and probably the most knowledgeable person in the world on Borman.
Very good, very good. I was just thinking, what I was going to mention earlier, one of the things was, now I've seen people who have 50 and 60-inch televisions that they use for their internet computing. They have it next to their desk, you know, it's a few feet away. But, I mean, that's amazing to me.
Science is really flying.
Yeah. Okay, picture number seven.
Seven.
And how do we say seven in Spanish? Argentine Spanish.
I don't know. They've got a little different twist on it. They call it Castellano. I don't know. Siete? I don't know. In German, it's sieben, and I speak German down there. I get along pretty good in my German.
Right.
I don't speak Spanish really well at all.
All right. Number seven is the, I've seen this before, the ABC restaurant.
Yeah, it's a little hole in the wall. It's only about four blocks away from our hotel, but it's German restaurant, even though it's German decor, let's put it that way. All along the wall are the different emblems of the different cities and states in Germany, and huge big portrait at the back of the place. And this is where, after the war, Mengele would eat here, and he'd meet with Bormann here and Eichmann sometimes. Uh-huh. So they, I don't think they've changed the decor since these guys were here.
What is the ABC connote? What does that mean?
I never found out, and the people there speak Castellano Spanish, or maybe mm-hmm. it was Italian. I'm not sure which, but I never could understand what it was. And when I was there 2 years ago with Martine, nicest thing, we were sitting there having our lunch, and these two beautiful Scottish gals were at a table near us, and naturally they're beautiful girls. We're looking, and we're two good-looking guys. They were looking at us, so they got up and came over by us, and you know, we wondered what they were up to, and they brought over their bottle of wine, which was half gone, and they said, we see you guys are Americans or English-speaking, whatever. We'd like you to have our wine. Okay, thank you very much, and away they went.
And you drank it?
Yeah.
How do you know they didn't hate Americans? They may have hated Americans and put drugs in it. You got to be careful, Harry. I've tried to warn you about these things. You won't listen. You just won't listen.
First off, they were Scottish. They weren't from down there. And secondly, we saw them drinking. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. But they were drinking that wine, so.
All right. Rationalize it any way you want.
Just go ahead. Well, I hope it doesn't kill me.
Live dangerously. Well, after 2 years, you're probably okay.
Yeah, live dangerously,
the ABC,
that's
right.
That's what I do.
ABC restaurant. You need to find out. Lawrence, tell him what ABC means next time you email him.
She's probably listening to the show.
I know.
If you are, right, Lawrence, well, I'll see you in a few weeks. A couple of months, actually.
Very cute little restaurant, and it is tucked between two buildings. It's
Everything down there is all jammed wall to wall, and like I say, it's only about four blocks from our restaurant or our hotel, so we just hike it there.
Okay,
most of these places.
Hmm?
Most of these places are close. The Tortoni's and the Memorial and the dancers. The dancers on the street. That's only about 50 yards from our hotel. The farthest one is Tortoni's, and it's eight blocks away, so everything's within walking distance.
All right, picture number eight. Everyone's getting on a Boeing. What are they doing?
Well, we're getting on a plane to go out to Bariloche.
Aha. Uh-huh. Bariloche is how many miles? Don't do kilometers. I get confused. How many miles south of Buenos Aires is San Carlos de Bariloche?
About 700.
700 miles south. Now, I want you to all listen carefully. In the early 1940s, 700 miles south of Buenos Aires, there were no Boeings flying back and forth. There was no way to get there. Nobody went there. It was way down south in Patagonia. And there'll be more on that later. So you need to understand that in 1945, 1955, there was virtually no one down there. Never mind, it was
the
paradise.
The whole town was only about two blocks
Argentina.
Long.
Yeah. Paradise, a lake, a magnificent lake at the foot of the Andes Mountains. Just like a lake in Europe at the foot, go to Austria, go anywhere, and there are mountains everywhere. And it's the same thing as like the Alps. It's beautiful. We'll get there. Okay, number nine.
Number nine.
Row two, number nine.
That's this is the town square in San Carlos de Bariloche, and you'd swear that you're in Bavaria.
Yeah, very nice. Look at the blue sky, no chemtrails, very nice.
Nope, no chemtrails, there's hardly anything down there.
So this is 10, you took this photo 10 years ago?
Right, yeah, that was, when I was down there with Nahuel, so that would be 2008.
Seven? Eight? 2008.
2008.
11 years ago, almost. So that we assume that woman now has an 11-year-old son or daughter.
I don't know what she's got. I don't know who she is.
Well, we know she's expecting, so
yeah.
There you go. Now, that's a cute building. Look at that. This was built probably in the 30s. Total Bavarian architecture.
Yep. And if you look over to the far left, there's that one part of the building that's got its own little roof. That's a museum there. And what the heck's his name? The guy who wrote The Secret of the Wonder Weapons, the Polish guy, Witowski. He's a member of Shark Hunters. I can't even remember his name. Of course, we got 8,000 members.
Yeah.
Witkowski, Igor Witkowski. He came to this museum some years ago researching the bell, Die Glocke.
Really?
But that's a
there was
topic for
something,
another show.
Something in the museum that intrigued him related to the bell?
Yep.
The clock? The clock. Die Glocke.
Die Glocke.
The
but
bell.
That's another story.
Okay. That is another story. Now look, I went see the museum, see the roof. You see how
yep.
that roof comes down, and rather than continue straight out, it slopes on the front end. The roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's called?
That's slope roof.
I figured you'd say that. That's called a hip roof.
Okay.
That's it. That's called a hip. When it comes down like that. I like that. I put one of those on my house. In fact, all my roof lines have that kind of look. It's really nice. The straightaway, the two arches
yeah.
you see straight ahead, those
right.
roof lines are just, that's just called a gable roof.
Okay.
It just comes straight out off
as
the...
As opposed to a hip roof.
Yeah, a hip, that's
okay.
a hip roof. All right.
I learned something.
See? First time you talked about hips and you wouldn't get in trouble. Let's see. look at that. That is not the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean. That is a lake. That is the lake that in the late 30s, early 40s, there was no one around here to speak of. And that lake went on for miles and miles. And
it's a huge, huge lake.
There's a finger off that lake. I think it's off to the right, isn't it, Harry?
I don't know. This lake goes on for miles and miles and miles, and it has cuts and fingers, and it's all over the place.
Well, we'll talk about this lake a little later, too. This
right.
is beautiful. This, what is this?
This is the view out of our hotel.
Is that a restaurant in down below there? Do you think?
Yeah,
not a
something
big enough
like
parking
that.
Lot.
It's a, yeah, there's a little tiny parking lot, and then buildings below it.
Four cars.
Yeah.
maybe six.
What can I say?
Right.
I didn't design it. I'm still learning about hip roofs.
Hip roof, yeah. but that just imagine what that was like before there was air travel, before there were buses going back and forth. Before they, I think
yeah, there
they
was
had
no
train
road there.
No.
The train doesn't even go that far. Even today, the train don't go that far, I don't think.
Huh.
But back then, pretty much the only way in and out was by seaplane.
No joke.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Look at that. Okay, now are those the Andes in the distance? I assume they are.
Yeah,
part
right,
of
that's correct. Those are the Andes.
Hmm. That is nice. Okay,
beautiful.
So you can see that the entire area is a recreational paradise, right? You have skiing in the mountains there. You have fishing. All the water recreational things you could imagine to do there. It's just a paradise. And that was discovered by people in the 50s. And it started to get a little busy. And that'll figure into our story later on, too. So there you go.
Yep.
And that's you're going down there now. It's heading into spring, I guess.
That's right. It's springtime.
Yeah. Should be perfect.
Yeah. Just November perfect. Is springtime down there.
So if you're at all interested in going on the trip with Harry, and there aren't a lot of people going on this trip, it's a small group, you do have an opportunity yet to sign up. So you want to write to or visit sharkhunters.com and look for the trip information. Where can they find it?
That's on the main page. Go to sharkhunters.com. Scroll down past the picture of Ronald Reagan, who was member number 1858. And down there on the right side, it says trip information. It gives you a little brief outline. And then there's a link. You click on that, and it tells you all about it.
Very good. All right.
And just
back.
$500 will lock in your place.
And the total tab on this is not that much, considering what you're going to get.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's.
And considering what goes into putting this together, it's just a tick over $5,000. Does not include airfare to and from Buenos Aires because people come from everywhere, and so there's no sense trying to put it all together there, and we'd have to add it in anyhow. But it does include your airfare from Buenos Aires to Bariloche and back. It includes all your travel, ground transportation, all your hotels, breakfast, and going to all the places we see here.
And we have much to see, so stay tuned, and we will continue in just a few minutes.